Hello, everyone, and welcome to another episode of Autism Stories. I'm your host, Doug Bletcher, the founder of Autism Personal Coach. Autistic people are the true experts of the autistic experience, and Autism Stories is where we interview autistic people to learn from their stories, experiences, and get their insights. If you would like to be notified about each week's episode of Autism Stories, we suggest you subscribe on your favorite podcast listening platform. We would also appreciate it if you could give a positive rating and review, as it will help others to learn about Autism Stories. On today's episode, Kaishana joins us to discuss misconceptions about deaf people, as well as being a classical musician. We hope you enjoy today's conversation. Kaishana, thanks so much for joining me here today on Autism Stories. I wanted to start out our conversation by learning, where does your story in the autistic community begin?
My name is Kaishana and I am a 22-year-old Black autistic deaf college student with low vision who is studying to become an autistic deaf educator to future and current disabled, autistic and neurodivergent students. My story of joining the autistic community started online, actually. I began sharing my story and seeing others relate. It was like a second home to me. Yet I have faced harassment and bullying from autistic people, sadly. I have learned that the wider white autistics do not support me as a Black autistic person because I do not fit their narrative. I am an advocate online mostly. I am a musician as well as a music theorist. I study concert scores using synesthesia. I mostly focus on my schooling for the time being, and I am working on two novels that have main disabled characters as well as multiple disabled characters.
You just had mentioned it, but one of your identities is that you are deaf. What are some misconceptions or stereotypes about you as a deaf person that you wish would go away?
Misconceptions of deaf people is that hearing people who can hear around 100% use would be that deaf people cannot drive, read, write, understand English, and that is far from the truth. Being deaf does not and should not hinder someone, yet it does because of these stereotypes of what deaf people can and cannot do. This harms the view of deaf people that hearing people have that wish to understand deafness. Another would be sign language. Quite seriously, hearing people often get sign language and Braille mixed up, which is wild to me. Braille and sign language are tactile, yet they are two completely separate things. I just wish hearing people would learn from and respect deaf people as just that. People.
You had mentioned earlier that you're a musician, you're a classical musician, and from what I understand, you play the clarinet. How did your love of classical music evolve?
The clarinet has been in my life since seventh grade. I started my clarinet journey in middle school and am currently taking a break from it in college. I have always loved classical music since elementary school. I have even done a transcription of a flute trio piece called Bird's Trio for clarinet. Recently, since the year 2022, I have stepped away from the classical music scene because of its arbitrary rules and limitations. I have not cut music off completely. I am exploring other ways that I can access classical music instead of sticking to just performing in a group of which I feel I am not welcome. Having to deal with competing with others who have played longer and dealing with music directors who glossed over my every word and ignored me, I decided to stop following their rules and have dropped my music minor. I have never expected my musical journey to take it this way, but it showed me new ways I can still access and do music.
A more inclusive and accessible world is something that I think about every day. In thinking about that, you recently shared that Target started carrying Caroline carts. What are Caroline carts and how are they helpful to disabled people?
Caroline carts are carts that are made for disabled people who cannot walk and need assistance while shopping with their families. They started from a mom who had a disabled daughter and was having trouble getting her wheelchair and the shopping cart and using them both. She got together with the stores and ensured that they use the carts named after her daughter for disabled people to use while with their families.
We definitely need those carts in more stores for sure. And then lastly, how can our listeners learn more about you beyond this interview?
I will add something here as part of the last question and what I wanted to answer before. I, as a college student studying to become a teacher to current and future disabled, autistic, and neurodivergent students, has led me to paths I would not have had if I did not switch my major. Looking onwards, I am thankful that I did that because I would not be changing the field of education if I had stayed a music major. Am I happy with not pursuing a music career? No, I am not. Yet I am grateful that I have been given this route because I can better help people through teaching. We must be willing to do better as a society to pave the road of hope and serenity if we are to build bridges. Having that guideline of deep hope and knowing that our journey may not turn out the way we want will better fuel our society to understand that maybe we are right where we belong. People can learn more from me as I share updates from my life experiences as a Black autistic deaf college student living in a world that is not and was not made for people like myself. However, I will point people to follow other deaf, autistic, neurodivergent, and disabled Black and brown people. Get to know them from their experiences. Understand that each disabled, autistic, and neurodivergent person will have varying skills, abilities, and dreams than others like them. Each experience is its own. Basing experiences and comparing them to each other does more harm because it doesn't represent the overall person.
And I love that you added that. Okay, Shauna, I really appreciate you coming here on Autism Stories and getting to learn a little bit about you. Thanks so much for joining me today. Thanks so much to Kaishana for the conversation. To learn more about Kaishana, please check out the link in the podcast description for this episode. Here at Autism Personal Coach, our clients are the experts, our coaches are the guides. The majority of supports for autistics are not helpful. They try to fix us, not support us. That's why many are confused when we say our clients are the experts, experts of their lived experience. Our clients are the experts for what has worked for them and about the things that they need and want in their lives. Our coaches first listen to our clients and then ask thoughtful questions, offer resources, and strategize with our clients so they can get what they need to thrive. Would you want a guide in your life to coach you to get you the things you desire? If so, then visit autismpersonalcoach.com for more information. I hope you enjoyed this episode of Autism Stories, and if you did, if you could tell a friend, foe, or anyone you know about it so they could have the same enjoyable and educational experience as you when listening to Autism Stories, it would be very much appreciated. Until next time, I'm Doug Bletcher of Autism Personal Coach. Talk to you then.